Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. In the 1994 movie Shawshank Redemption, a prisoner by the nickname of Red narrates how he failed to notice when his fellow inmate Andy Dufresne was wearing Warden Samuel Norton's shoes. Red says, "I mean, seriously, how often do you really look at a man's shoes?" Isn't Red right? For the rector's dinner on Friday night, I put on a brand new pair of black shoes. And I don't think a single person noticed. I mean, honestly, did you? As I walked up the aisle this morning, as I sat in the celebrant's chair, did anyone notice my brand new shoes? I mean, seriously, how often do you really look at a man's shoes? In the Lord's divine providence, it seems very fitting that I should be wearing my new pair of shoes this morning. Because in exile on the island of Patmos, St. John saw a new heaven and a new earth. St. John also saw a new Jerusalem prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. St. John heard the one who sat on the throne say, "Behold, I make all things new." Four times. In the second reading this morning, we hear the word new. And if that weren't enough, in today's gospel, Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you." Well, why is this commandment new? In the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, God commanded us to love our neighbor. God says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So why is this a new commandment? Because in the Old Testament, they loved their neighbor with a human love. They loved their neighbor as yourself. But Jesus commands divine love for one another that is modeled on his own divine and merciful love. Love one another, Jesus says, no longer as you love yourself. Love one another as I love you. So this morning we have a lot of new things in addition to my new black shoes. We have a new heaven, which means a new sky, a new sun and moon and stars. We have a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, a new commandment, a new song. Did you catch that in the entrance antiphon today? Not by accident. It was, "Sing a new song unto the Lord." St. Paul reminds us that there is one more new that we need to talk about. He says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old order has passed away. Now all is new." So, in addition to a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, a new commandment, a new song, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ makes us new. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. St. Paul says in another place, "All that matters is that one is created anew. Behold," God says, "I make all things new." And even though the Lord is making all things new, how often we prefer the old. I like my old pair of shoes. They were much more comfortable and already broken in. You may not have noticed my new shoes this morning, but you probably noticed that I'm walking kind of weird today. Kind of funny, because I'm not used to these new shoes yet. Besides, I don't want to get these new shoes all scuffed up and full of rain. I prefer my old pair of shoes. Somebody challenged me after the last Mass and said, what did you do with your old pair of shoes? And he caught me, because I still have them. I should throw them away, but I'm still holding on to them. I don't know why. We prefer the old rather than the new. Why is that? We prefer our old way of life, like St. Peter a couple of weeks ago, when he preferred his old way of life for fishing for fish, rather than his new way of life for fishing for men and women. I like my old cassock, and I don't want to get a new one. So last year I took my old cassock to the tailor, and I asked him to sew on new buttons, because they were all worn out, and to replace the piping, that's the banding running down the edge, and to put on new sleeves, because they just come off. And with as much respect as possible, the ecclesiastical tailor said as politely as he could, "Father, that's not a good idea." I could tell by the way that he looked on his face that he wanted to say to me, "You are an idiot." But I insisted. I said, "Just put on new buttons, new piping, new sleeves, and we'll call it good." And he did, and the cassock looks ridiculous. I'm just hanging on to the old. If only I would have read the gospel carefully. Jesus says 2,000 years ago, way back in Luke chapter 36, no one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one, because Jesus says the piece from it will not match the old cloak. If only I would have listened. But isn't this patch-up work what we think God is only capable of in our lives? Right? Don't we think that deep down deep we're just essentially a pile of garbage that God just covers up with Febreze and makes it smell nice, but deep down underneath, I'm still a pile of garbage? God doesn't cover up garbage with pure white snow. He recreates us from the inside out. God doesn't just patch us up. He doesn't take a few new pieces of divine grace and then iron them on to our old soul. No. Absolutely not. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old order has passed away. Now all is new. Jesus says no one pours new wine into old wineskins. He's not going to pour his love, mercy, and grace into an old wineskin. Instead, he's going to take this old wineskin, me, and he's going to make me into a new wineskin. A new creation. He's going to make me new from the inside out, and then he's going to pour into me the newness of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 104, verse 30 begs, "Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth." The Holy Spirit is making everything new today. A new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, a new commandment, a new song, a new me. St. Paul says, all that matters is that one is created anew. For if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old order has passed away, and now all is new.